I will always remember where I was when the results of the 2016 presidential election were released. I was in the dorms my freshman year of college with a few of my close friends and floor mates. Leading up to the results, all my friends and I were anxious, as Trump had been in the lead the majority of the time when the votes from the East Coast started rolling in. I was hoping that the liberal West Coast would pull Clinton ahead, but the states just kept turning red. As Trump grew closer to 270, I was just in shock that a man who had created his campaign on the hatred of women, people of color, Muslims, and the LGBTQ+ communities was in the lead for the presidential position. After it was made official that a despicable man had won the presidency, many of the individuals around me broke into tears. I was in such a shocked state that I could not express any emotion of any kind. My group of friends and I had moved from our hall to the rec lounge where they were showing the news. As we watched Give Trump His Acceptance speech, that was when I was hit with a wave of emotions. I thought of all the undocumented immigrants that had to fear about their families being torn apart, all the gay, trans, queer individuals that had to fear about conversion therapy, all the Muslims that had to fear just walking around in their religious garments, and all the people of color who were about to be victims of endless hate crimes that Trump had deemed acceptable. I was scared of the blunt racism that was about to take over the country because of who our head of government was going to be. As empathetic as I am, the millions of individuals that weren't going to feel safe in their own country made me extremely upset. Then I suddenly got very angry. I was angry that the country I lived in hated me and the communities I identified with. They don't like that I love and try to embrace my Mexican culture. They don't like that I don't give into heteronormative ideas and want to love who I want to love. They don't like that I'm not a stereotypical passive woman who does not like to speak out. It made me so angry that I wanted to unapologetically be myself in every shape and form. I was so angry that I even started walking around with my floor mates chanting, "Fuck Donald Trump." We eventually walked to the other colleges and gained a pretty large crowd. It had felt extremely liberating to be walking in solidarity with so many individuals that felt the same anger and distress as I did. The Friday after the election, I joined another Trump protest that had started on campus and went all the way to the boardwalk in town. We had met in the quarry, ready with our signs and flags, and again walked around campus gaining supporters as we went through the colleges. I again felt liberated walking with people that were so different from me, but yet so dissimilar at the same time. We chanted things like, "Not my president," out of the dorms and into the streets, "No Trump, no KKK, no fascist USA," and 1, 2, 3, 4, slavery, genocide, and war, 5, 6, 7, 8, America was never great. We protested for about 4 hours that day and walked about 8 miles, but by the end of it, my legs are cramped, my feet hurt, and my voice was nearly gone, but I loved every second of it. I learned that while we may have the worst candidate in history running for our country, but the people of America aren't going to let him take our rights away so easily. I learned that I go to a university and live in a city that isn't going to let each other down. We're all different, but we're always going to love and support one another because that's what a community does. Even if we are not part of the same communities, we all have a similar struggle. I love being able to say that I was a part of the peaceful protests after the presidential election of 2016.